Sea ice is melting fast, and time is running out for emperor penguins. In late 2022, tragedy took place in Antarctica, with the deaths of up to 10,000 young emperor penguins. Satellites recorded the tragic event near the Bellingshausen Sea. The ice under these little birds broke before they had developed the waterproof feathers needed for swimming. Without these feathers, the penguins likely died, either by drowning or freezing in the ice-cold water. Antarctic ice has been melting alarmingly fast since 2016. Experts warn that this event could be a sign of worse things to come. Sea ice plays an important role in breeding for emperor penguins. This is especially true during times when the young birds don't have their waterproof feathers yet. With less sea ice, nearly all emperor penguins could be gone by 2100, unless action is taken to fight climate change. Emperor penguins are currently listed as near threatened. However, there are plans to increase the level to vulnerable if things get worse. The loss of so many of these beautiful birds is a reminder that we need to protect animals and our environment.
Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Pat.
Hi guys, I'm Nikki.
And today we're going to look at a problem affecting the environment and one type of animal that's suffering because of this. It's all in the title, Sea Ice is Melting Fast and Time is Running Out for Emperor Penguins. Let's read on, and we start by saying, in late 2022, tragedy took place in Antarctica with the deaths of up to 10,000 young emperor penguins.
今天我们要来介绍现今南极洲的问题以及皇帝企鹅所陷入的困境。那在这里我们提到了 tragedy。Tragedy 是名词，指的是悲剧或者是一件惨事。Tragedy is a very sad thing that often involves death. Its adjective form would be tragic. An example of tragedy could be Shakespeare's Hamlet is a tragedy.
Yeah, because almost everybody dies by the end of the play. And this tragedy took place in Antarctica, so around the South Pole. The phrase take place means to occur, to happen. It could be talking about the time, it could be talking about the place. In this case, it's the place in Antarctica. And this tragedy was the deaths of up to 10,000 young emperor penguins. The phrase up to is used to give the maximum possible amount of something. And we often use it when we don't know the exact detail number.
Like
we
don't around.
Yeah, we don't know how many penguins died. We know that it was a high number, not more than 10,000. That was probably the most. It was probably a little bit less than that. Because up to can mean below that number, but not generally above. And here we're talking about the deaths of a kind of penguin, emperor penguin, which is just a large one, a flightless swimming bird. That's what a penguin is.
They're usually black
and white. Mm. They live in cold places, especially the Antarctic. They don't live at the North Pole. That's one of those things that you might see sometimes, just as people have got it confused. The bears live up the top, the penguins live down in the south. Although I have seen wild penguins in Australia.
In Australia?
In Melbourne, yeah. At the beach near Melbourne, there was just some penguins there. I guess the climate's okay for them.
Okay.
So, but yeah, there they were. Yeah, they're mostly, of course, you see them in zoos and places like that. You might say the penguins in the zoo made everyone laugh by sliding across the ice.
那这样的悲剧呢，就是发生在南极。Take place 的意思是发生。Now, with the deaths of up to 10,000 young emperor penguins, up to 在这里指的是高达一个数字，也就是说不是只有一两只皇帝企鹅死掉而已，而是这个皇帝企鹅死亡的数量是高达一万。Penguin 是名词，企鹅，它是一种鸟类，但是它不会飞，而是用它的翅膀来游泳。
So we see in the article, satellites recorded the tragic event near the Bellingshausen Sea.
那借由卫星就捕捉到了这样不幸的画面。Satellite 是名词，指的是卫星，就像是我们在看新闻或者是气象的时候所提到的卫星云图。A satellite is a machine that has been sent into space. We often use them to observe what is going on the surface of the Earth.
Mm-hmm. Or they can send out signals and broadcast stuff. So what was this actual incident? What happened? The article says the ice under these little birds broke before they had developed the waterproof feathers needed for swimming.
Waterproof 指的是防水的。Proof 作为一个 suffix 的时候，意思是抗的或者是防的。So if something is waterproof, it means that it does not allow water to enter. There's also windproof or bulletproof.
Yeah, fireproof would be another one. So without these feathers, which the birds only get when they're a bit older, the penguins likely died either by drowning or freezing in the ice-cold water. So they need these particular kind of feathers to swim, and the babies don't have them. They grow them as they get a bit older, so they couldn't swim, so they either drowned or they froze because the water is super cold. Drown, of course, means to die because we can't breathe in the water. We need oxygen in the air, and if you're underwater for too long, you won't be able to live. This is usually something that happens in deep water, but sadly, it is possible to drown in a bath. Here's an example sentence. The man ran into the sea to save the young girl from drowning at the beach.
那企鹅的羽毛若是没有长齐，它们就很有可能会溺死或者是冻死。Drown 是动词，意思就是溺死或是溺水。People can drown even if they're good at swimming.
That's right, yeah. If you just, and you can drown in a beach even if the water doesn't seem that deep. There's something called, it's called
current.
A riptide.
Oh, okay.
That's the dangerous one. It's a very fast tide and it pulls you out to sea.
Mm-hmm.
I remember being on the beach last summer and my family were there and they said they kind of felt something pulling them out. And that meant, okay, everybody, like, really stay out of anything deeper than your knees, because you could get pulled and you wouldn't know.
Yeah.
There's a place in Fulong Beach where you can get a really strong tide that if you go in this wrong place, you get sucked out to sea. It's really hard to fight against it, no matter how good a swimmer you are or how deep the water actually
is. You can drown.
Exactly. So let's go to why this actually happened. The article says, Antarctic ice has been melting alarmingly fast since 2016. There's a couple of words to look at in that sentence, but it also contains today's language in focus. So let's take a look at that right now.
那在这边我们看到了一个现在完成进行式。Has, have, been, 加一个 V-I-N-G, 代表的就是从过去到现在持续进行的动作，一件事情，而且很有可能在未来会持续下去。那在这边课文的意思就是说，南极洲的冰从2016年就开始融化了，那到今年2024年还在持续，那未来也很可能会继续融化。
So let's look at one of the words in this sentence, the verb melt. Melt means to go from being a solid in some form to a liquid in some form, and it happens due to heat. The most obvious way to think of this is ice. If you take an ice cube out of your freezer and put it, like, in your sink, it will melt and it will become water very quickly.That kind of thing. It is melting. That's what it's doing. It's turning from a solid into a liquid. You might say, the little boy ate his ice cream fast because it was starting to melt.
Melt 是动词，意思是融化。那通常指的是从固体因为受热变成液体的过程，也可以是一个人态度的软化。For example, my dog made a mess at home when I was away, but my heart melted when I saw his cute little face. I couldn't stay angry at him.
In that case, of course, we're not being literal. Nikki's heart did not turn into water or something like that. But it, of course, if something melts, it kind of goes soft. Soft ice cream. The ice would get kind of softer and wetter before it goes to water completely. So in that case, it means that Nikki's kind of, she felt very soft-hearted about the dog. It's not a literal, it's a figurative use of melt.And what has been melting? The Antarctic ice, of course. I mean, that's why the penguins drowned. And this has been going on for about 7 or 8 years, but, well, it's been going on for a lot longer, but it's been going a lot faster since 2016. Not just faster, but alarmingly fast. Alarmingly is an adverb. In other words, it's a way, in a way that is alarming. Something that's alarming is worrying or scary. So this ice is melting in a way that makes you go, wow, this is really bad. This is definitely not a good thing. It's terrifying to think of how quickly parts of the world could be underwater.
Mm.
Some countries like, you know, like the Maldives or certain other places just could disappear because of melting sea ice. So, yes, if something is going really fast in a way that makes you go, that's too fast, then we could say it's
alarmingly.
Going, alarmingly fast. Here's another way we can use the word. Whoa, you're driving alarmingly fast. You should slow down or you'll cause an accident.
Alarmingly, 这个副词指的是令人担忧的或者是令人惊恐的。Alarm 这个字的意思是警报或者是闹钟，所以当它变成副词的时候，就会是让人有警觉、担忧的意思。
So, of course, the deaths of thousands of penguins is pretty terrible. Penguins, you know, there's not millions of them around. They are at least a vulnerable species. I think we'll get onto that in a bit. So it's bad that so many of them, especially young ones, died. It's very sad. But we see in the next sentence, experts warn that this event could be a sign of worse things to come.Again, a few things to look at in this sentence. Who's warning people? Experts are warning people. Experts are people who know a lot about a particular subject. In this case, they'll be climate science experts. They'll be people who know about things like melting ice and global warming and everything else. But you can have many different kinds of experts. You could have video game experts. Mm. You could have book experts. You could have cooking experts, all kinds.Here's an example. Barry is a computer expert, so I'll ask him to look at mine and help me find out why it isn't working.
接着课文就说，专家警告这样的一件事情，就是融冰这件事情，意味着接下来可能还会发生更糟的事情。那 expert 在这里是名词，意思是专家，一位对于特定主题或者是学科特别专精的人。那 expert 也可以是形容词，意思就是专家的。An expert can provide expert advice.
And these experts, these people who know a lot, are warning us that bad things are going to happen. To warn people is to say that something bad will happen unless certain actions are taken or certain actions are not taken. For example, the mother warned her daughter not to touch the hot plate. She'd say, if you touch that, it's hot, you'll get burned. She's warning her.
Warn 是动词，指的是警告或是提醒。Warning somebody about something means that you tell them that something bad or dangerous may happen and they need to avoid it. 那一项警告或者是一则提醒呢，我们就可以用 warning 这个字。
And the experts are warning that as bad as this Arctic or Antarctic tragedy was, worse things could be to come.To come just means to happen in the future. There's worse going to happen.And let's look at that. Sea ice plays an important role in breeding for emperor penguins. If you play a role in something, then you play a part in it. You are a necessary thing. It's needed for something else to happen. Without the sea ice, they would struggle to breed, or they'd have to find somewhere else, or it couldn't happen, that kind of thing.
所以说冰在对于企鹅繁殖这件事情上扮演了一个很重要的角色。Breeding 是名词，意思是繁殖。那它的动词呢则是 breed。When animals breed, they mate so that they can have more babies.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, they need sea ice. Basically, because penguins, although they spend a lot of their time in the water, they have to make babies on the land. They have to lay eggs on land. They have to hang out on the land while the babies get older, that kind of thing. And so, yeah, not enough sea ice is bad. And this is especially true during times when the young birds don't have their waterproof feathers yet, as we saw from what happened in the accident. So the article continues, with less sea ice, nearly all emperor penguins could be gone by 2100 or 2100, whatever the right way to say that year ends up being, unless action is taken to fight climate change.
So we won't be able to see any emperor penguins.
Not in the wild, certainly. Mm. They're saying, sure, there'll be some in zoos, in aquariums, in SeaWorld places, but actual wild ones could all be gone. They will have nowhere to live unless action is taken. Here, to take action, action is taken is the passive, take action is the active. It means people are acting, people are doing something, generally to prevent a bad thing or change a bad situation. So yeah, that's pretty scary to think that in less than 80 years, mm-hmm. there could be none of these penguins left out in the wild. So we see at the moment, we see emperor penguins are currently listed as near threatened. Now, we say listed because there is a list of kind of different statuses that apply mm-hmm. to different animals. Like, they're either extinct, they're gone, mm-hmm. or they're very endangered, critically endangered. There are only a few left, like certain rhinos. And there's this kind of a scale, depending on how much trouble the animal is in, how close it is to extinction, what threats it's under, how many are left. So right now, they are near threatened. They're saying, right now, we're not super worried. There are other things that are in a worse condition, mm-hmm. but they're not like, okay, we don't need to worry, move on, look at a different animal. We do need to be paying attention. As the article says, however, there are plans to increase the level to vulnerable if things get worse. Vulnerable means they are in danger. They're not endangered species like tigers and stuff, mm-hmm. but they are in a dangerous situation. So the article says, the loss of so many of these beautiful birds is a reminder that we need to protect animals and our environment.
那目前黄帝企鹅被列为是比较低危险的动物，但是以后不排除会把它们列为更受到威胁的动物。那正因为如此呢，我们更应该要去记得保护我们的生态环境以及这些动物。Reminder 是名词，指的是提醒。那这边跟前面提到的 warning 比较不一样的是， reminder 比较偏向提醒，或者是使人想起某件事情，然后去做。而 warning 通常用的是警告，警惕他人潜在的危险。
So that brings us to the end of today's article. Of course, the general lesson is do things to fight climate change. Mm. Otherwise, this kind of horrible stuff is going to be more common.So let's now move on to our For You Chat question, which is...
Why do you think the sea ice has been melting so fast since 2016? What might be some reasons?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, because if it's why is sea ice melting fast, you go, okay, mm-hmm. climate change, people burning things that they shouldn't for energy, people using products that they shouldn't, making the world worse, but...Asking why specifically since 2016.
2016.
That takes a bit more thought.
Mm.
If I was to guess, I would say it's not because of something that started then and has been going on specifically for the last 7 years. If anything, I would say we're probably doing better in fighting climate change now than 8-10 years ago.
So maybe people started to pay attention to this issue.
I don't think it's that. I just think it's melting fast now because of all the stuff that's happened a long time before.
So they accumulated.
Yeah, and the actions that we're taking now, this is an article I read on a completely different subject. Or the same subject, but for a different thing. It's all we can do. We can't stop it anymore, the sea ice melting. All we can do is slow it down.
Because
it's basically too late to stop it completely. So all the things, overpopulation, there's too many people, all the energy needs for those people. Most of the stuff that's made global warming bad has already happened. And we just can't quite pull it back quick enough. Mm-hmm. And it's all of that. And once the sea hits a certain point of, I guess, temperature...then it's just going to be melting. So at some point, maybe around 2016, it hit that point from 100 years of bad, environmental actions.
Yeah, and all we can do now is to try to slow it down and hope we still have more emperor penguins.
Yeah, and kind of hopefully, find somewhere else to live or so that we don't have to have too many people living on one Earth.
Yeah,
and
protect their feathers.
It may be just like rhinos and a lot of other things. Mm-hmm. They exist only in these specially protected areas. Unfortunately, it's a pretty sad ending to our article, but we are going to end it there. Thanks very much for listening. For English for You, I'm Pat.
I'm Nikki.
And we'll talk to you again soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Vocabulary Review.
Penguin. Penguins depend on sea ice for a place to rest while they're hunting for fish. Drown. Wear a life jacket when participating in water activities, as even the most experienced swimmers might drown. Melt. It was so hot outside that the chocolate melted in my bag on the walk home. Alarmingly. The forest fire spread alarmingly fast due to the dry weather and strong wind. Expert. Grace is an expert at solving math problems, and she always helps explain them to the other students. Warn. Doctors warn that sitting for too long is linked to weight gain as well as several other health problems.
智慧小补帖.
Tragedy. Satellite. Breeding. Reminder.